What really makes us better people is our capacity to question the status quo to achieve positive change. If you are seeking to adopt new habits, to learn about a kind lifestyle, low-waste living, and speaking up for justice, you have come to the right place. Together, we will make the switch that will light up this world. I'm Morgan, and I'm happy to welcome you on this journey.
Hi, beautiful souls. Welcome to this new episode of the Positive Switch podcast. I know I look like I'm freezing and like it's freaking winter here, but believe me, it's not. Just beginning of the autumn and yeah, it's quite cold. Like from one day to another, you have like 30 degrees and then 10. So had to adapt. All right. Today, I felt the need to clarify a lot of things. I have been hearing and seeing a bunch of bullcrap, and therefore I just had the need to speak about it, give my thoughts on these different topics. And well, let's see, what should we start with? I guess with the hypocrite animal abuser, Miley Cyrus had supposedly been vegan for quite some years. I don't know exactly how long, but what I do know is that, she one day realized she had, and I don't really like the term she had because in my eyes, we can't have or possess anyone, but let's say she had an animal companion at home who was a fish, and one day she realized how this beautiful being was intelligent and he was able to recognize her, and therefore when she came back home, she felt like the fish was always happy to see her and would look forward to seeing her after the end of every day. And so that, you know, brought the topic of veganism in her life, and that's why she decided to hop on the vegan journey. The thing is, although she started this journey by focusing on the animals because she was moved by the example of her fish, on the way she just completely screwed up, because as many of you must know, Miley Cyrus has been from a very young age rapidly famous due to what was it called? I don't even know anymore what was this Disney show that she was in. And she got really famous really quickly. And like for a lot of people, I think this can just be really overwhelming, and especially when you're very young, and then if you don't have the right kind of environment and people surrounding you, you might be quickly introduced to drugs, which was the case for Miley. And one must say, she has done quite a lot of shit. She has tried many drugs, and I think just like recently, she was on the Joe Rogan podcast, and that's where she explains why she's no longer vegan. And she explained just like basically everything about the drug part, and also about her diet while she was vegan, which, I mean, if you're like, you've screwed up with your brain by taking drugs from a very young age, and that's also not to mention the fact that when she was a baby, her dad took her on, it was like was it kind of like a motorcycle or something? I can't remember exactly the name, but it's like a kind of like dangerous bike. I mean, something like you don't take a baby with you on that kind of vehicle, let's call it. Vehicle, sorry. Yeah. And her dad took her as she was a toddler or a baby and dropped her on the head. So of course it got some brain damage. And now, so that you understand better, why am I even mentioning this and the drug part? That's because the best part is Miley Cyrus said she's no longer vegan because her brain is not functioning properly. You poor child. I mean, look at what your moron dad did to you. Like, not acting responsibly. Then she goes on for years to sniff at drugs and then complains that her brain is not functioning properly. And like, apparently she was paying attention, like she was supplementing. But it doesn't make any sense to me. It makes sense to me that her brain wouldn't be functioning right if she was on drugs and if she had been dropped on the head as she was a baby. But like, she doesn't even mention, so she said that she started eating fish and taking fish omega-3s again in 2019, by the way. So she's been just like lying this whole time, just hiding herself. And not being truthful to the public, to her fans about it. And so her ex-boyfriend cooked fish for her and she took fish omega-3s and she's like, wow, this is so magical. Now I feel so much better. And she could have just taken plant-based omega-3s. She doesn't even mention whether or not she has seen a doctor for this. It doesn't even sound like she's tried to find another alternative instead of going back to butchering and abusing animals who've done nothing wrong to her. And the freaking most hypocritical part is she went vegan, supposedly, because of how moved she felt about her fish. And then she goes on and starts paying for other fishes to be killed for her selfish, screwed up diet. I mean, that's why at the end of this podcast, at the end of this episode, I want to make some things really clear about veganism. But yeah, that's for the part about the hypocritical animal abuser Miley Cyrus. And you can I can link in the description box or in the show notes, I will link the podcast episode of the Joe Rogan podcast where she was, and like just by listening to it you will realize how ridiculous everything sounds. So going on, let's move on to the topic of what I like to call fake vegans who eat honey or pay for products that contain honey and beeswax, anything that any product that is derived from the work of bees. And if you want to have more background on what does the honey industry look like and what do really bees do, why do they make honey and what is honey, aka bee vomit, because that's what it is, if you want to know all about this, I will also make sure to link the episode I made about honey. So, yes, it's come to my knowledge that quite a good portion of people, quite a good amount of people love to share in their stories, hashtag vegan food, hashtag vegan, hashtag what vegans eat, and that kind of stuff. And then you find out that the same people still pay for and consume honey, which is derived from the hard work of bees. And they still pay for candy, sweets, which have beeswax in it. And which, by the way, on the candy package, it states vegetarian. There's the vegetarian label, not even a vegan label. So, and it's just like, why? I just wonder, like, what does it even bring to you to be acting like someone and acting like you do what you say and you do what you preach, but you don't? You lie to yourself, you lie to others, you lie to the animals for whom you're paying for them to suffer and to be killed. You're paying for bees to be sexually abused, and that's another part of any industry. If you look at any industry on this freaking planet where we exploit animals for their secretions or for their flesh, well, there will always be a part of this that is sexual abuse. And I will also make sure to link in the description box and the show notes the video by Joy Camstrong. It's actually a short documentary. I think it's about 7 to 8 minutes, which is called Violated, and shows how each animal on this planet who is used for its flesh or secretions, for their flesh or secretions, how they are sexually abused. Not only the females, but also the males. And this is disgusting. I shouldn't even have to talk about this and to explain why it is freaking wrong to abuse, sexually or not, any animal on this planet, any living being, and to then abuse them, torture them, enslave them, and then chop their head off or kill them in any other way, to extract something, to take something from them and call it your own for you to have a selfish pleasure of a couple of seconds or minutes. Someone has to explain to me, why is this freaking still going on in 2020? So if the persons here I'm talking about, who pay for honey and consume honey and candy with derived bee products in there, I hope you do recognize yourself. And I hope you feel ashamed of yourself. I hope you realize your own hypocrisy. I hope you recognize how shitty and disgusting your behavior is towards those animals who have done nothing wrong to you. Especially when you have thousands, hundreds different sweeteners, things that you can use to sweeten your pancakes or coffee, your muesli, whatever, what the hell I know. Like, we have this bad tendency as a human being. And I think it goes back to when we started creating products and material things and then buying something and calling it our own, calling it our possession. So then we realized, well, maybe we can do the same thing with living beings. Just buy them and like exchange them and use them and, you know, just use them for whatever we fancy. And we say it's ours. It's for us. They're meant to be here for us. And then at the end, if, you know, if they're not profitable anymore and they're not giving us what we want anymore, then just kill them. This has to stop. So if you're watching this or listening to this, please be consistent. If you want to call yourself a vegan, then have the balls to act as one. Have the balls to look at these animals in the eyes and tell them that you're not paying for their suffering, you're not paying for their abuse, and you're not paying for their murder. Act consistently. And at that point, we're no longer kids. We're done with the lies and like hiding stuff from our parents and then feeling ashamed about it. Now you can literally take responsibility for your actions and stop doing what you consider to be wrong and act in favor of what is right. So that's for this topic now that is closed. And then the last reminder I wanted to make in this video is about veganism generally. Veganism is a stance against the injustice that is done to farmed animals. Animals who are bred into existence for the only purpose of being used, enslaved, and then murdered. It's a stance against their abuse. It's a stance against the fact that we treat animals like objects, like ingredients, like clothes material, that we use animals as entertainment or as food. It's against all of this because those animals, of course, a cow or a pig or a hen or a fish didn't choose to be born, didn't choose to be bred into existence. But while they are here, while they are breathing and while their heart is beating, they surely want to live in peace and not be under any oppression. They surely want to be left alone to spend the time that they have on this planet with their family, with their bodies producing what they naturally produce, milk or eggs, for themselves, for their children. Animals don't produce anything for us. How can we possibly think, like, if you like just go on the street right now and there's a woman who was pregnant, who got her baby, and she's breastfeeding her baby on the street. Are you gonna go at that woman and tell her, this is my milk? This is my dairy? No. You know, you can recognize, oh, there's a woman there with a baby on her breast. That means she was pregnant, she has got a baby, and her body naturally produces milk to feed her baby. So that's for the baby, not for me. So why do you freaking think it's different with a cow or a sheep or any other mammal animal. Like, you wouldn't drink the milk of your dog. You wouldn't drink the milk, the breast milk of another woman. So it's the same freaking thing all the way around. Leave the other animals alone. The bees, you wouldn't go, I don't know, at a frog who produces a certain liquid and say, oh, I'm gonna eat that. That's mine. No. Just same with the bees. Leave them the freaking alone. And those bees certainly do need their honey. You don't. Like I maybe already said 10 times now, it's freaking 2020. Most of us are grown up who don't need any mother milk. We don't need any other secretions from any animal to sweeten our pancakes or our coffee. Like, just freaking grow up. Take responsibility for your actions without, not at the detriment of other living beings. Be responsible, act like you have to in your life, but not to the cost of the suffering of others. We're done with this. There's no more surviving and having to go to war to protect our families. And I know, like, some people are gonna say, no, we need to go to war because there's war in other countries and that's to protect our countries. But we, even on that aspect, even on that topic, we are fed such a bunch of lies. Please read the book Illegal Wars by Daniele Ganza. I will also share his book and his different conferences in the description box and show notes. And as a vegan, that will be my last word. When you go vegan, it should only be for the animals, because at the end of the day, you're responsible for either life or death, for the life or death of someone. I choose not to be responsible for someone's death, and that's what drives me. That's what fuels me. The injustice, the oppression that these animals endure for a short life of endless suffering, that's what I stand against. That's what I want to end. And if I want to make sure that I can stand by my principle as long as I can, that means I also have to pay attention to how I eat. To the animals, it doesn't matter if you eat a plant-based vegan junk food or not, or if you eat whole food balanced or not. What matters is that you don't pay for their suffering and for their death. And if you want to do that as long as you can, you still have to manage to keep a balanced diet, to make sure that you are supplementing some of the essential nutrients that your body needs to function well. So please don't screw up. Supplement yourself with B12, maybe if you want as well, omega-3s, because you don't want to end up like Hypocrite Animal Abuser Miley Cyrus. Maybe also supplement iodine, which is important for your thyroid and regulating hormones and so on. Make sure maybe to also supplement vitamin D, especially in winter if you don't get too much sun. Okay, B12, iodine, omega-3s, vitamin D. That's four things. Depending on the doses, you don't have to take them every day. And even if you did, even if you had to take four things, four little things every day, is it really like so bad that you cannot do it and you have to go back to kill, abuse and sexually abuse animals? No, it's just four little things. So make sure that you do the right thing, that you act as a responsible vegan and pay attention to your diet so that you can defend those animals as long as you breathe. That will be it for this episode. Thank you for listening and I will see you in the next one. Bye, peace out.